welcome everybody to New Hope to a special convocation of the great heritage that we have of God in Hawaii.
Aloha e, e komo mai, ho'okiba mai in New Hope, he ho'oku I kahi I ka ho'oilina a ke akua I Hawaii.
Today we want you to know that God has been in the center of our culture from its beginning.
I ka ho'omaka ana ua ka apuni ke akua kōkako nā kanaka mauli.
And today we also welcome you, whether you are a regular or a visitor, we honor you and we welcome you to help us praise God here at New Hope.
I ke ia la, e komo mai ka ko I nā ia ala, nā lala a pao a me I nā malihini, I ho'omana ka ko I ke akua I Hawaii nei.
And you're going to see dances, you're going to hear the story of God's involvement in Hawaii, but at the end of the service, my prayer is that you'll sense the closeness of God to each and every single one of us.
E ki ana o kou I nga hula hula, lohe I ka mo'olelo e pili ana no ki a kua ka hihi. A me ka pānina, upu au ia o kou e I ki ana I ka pilina o ki a kua ia o kou a pao.
Kahu ki eva, mai ka ino.
Alohe!
Wow! Say thank you to Sean ki eva. Let's stand together. This is Palm Sunday weekend. Welcome. This is a day that Jesus rode down on a donkey into the open gates of Jerusalem. And there the people welcomed him. It was the final season of his life, where he would bring redemption to the people, not only of Jerusalem, but to the world and extended right here to Hawaii as well. Now, you know, along with me, that as a whole, we as a people of Hawaii and the world have drifted far from God, and that drift seems to continue. But I figure, why not have a gathering where we just say it's time to return to God? What do you think? It's time to start returning to God. So we're going to do that. And so we're happy that you're here. You notice a missionary garb here. So we're going to have a throwback to the 1800s, and you're going to see a service of how it used to be when the people of Hawaii were firmly embracing Jesus Christ. And it was throughout the ali'i, throughout the commoners, and people knew that there was a God in Hawaii. So let's remain standing as John Tilton reads our scripture verse for the day.
Aloha kakahiaka, Hallelujah 130, or Psalm 130. Mai loko o nawahi hohonu, ua kahea akua ia oi, e Yehovah. Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. E haku e, e ho'olohe mai oi, I ko'u leo, e hali o mai ko pepeau, Ika leo, o ko'u no noa'i ana. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive. I nā makahala oe, e haka pono mai ai, e Yehovah, e ka haku, o vai laka, e ku. If you, Lord, should mark inequities, O Lord, who could stand? Aka, Maola kialana, o kahala I maka'u ia ku ai oi. But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. Nana oi, e ho'ola panai I ka I Hawaii. Mai loko aku, o ko lako hewa a pau, and he will redeem Hawaii from all of our inequities.
As we pray, e pule ka ko. Ke akua, ke ia la e ho'omau pōpō mā kō ia oe. Me ko hana lima I ka mō au kala o Hawaii. Dear Father, today we recognize you and all that you have done in the history of Hawaii. Ke ho'ohanohano nei mā kō ia oe. Ke ia la, ke ali'i mana loa o nā ali'i. Today, we honor you as the greatest of all the ali'i. Kamea nana I hana I nā kukulu o ka honua ka haku o Hawaii. You are the creator of the world, and you are the Lord over all Hawaii. Ma ka inoa o Yesu, in Jesus' name, amen. Now let's welcome the Lord with a clap offering, would you, as we worship Him in spirit and in truth. many of the beautiful hymns would be translated into Hawaiian early on. One of the ones who translated and wrote songs is a man named Lorenzo Lyons from Kamuela, which we now call Waimea. And there he would write beautiful songs, but translate many so that even by 1824, many of the hymns had already been translated into Hawaiian. But one of the favorites is How Great Thou Art. E mele au. I ka ho'olae. He nani no. And that just simply says, you know, there's times we need to just stop. Because I don't know why this happened or why that setback took place or why that sickness happened. But we just need to stop and just pause and say, how great thou art. How great thou art. We don't know about this. Just how great thou art. How great thou art. Let's sing that together. E mele au in Hawaiian and English. E mele au I ka ho'olae. He nani no. He nani no. E mele au I ka ho'olae. He nani no. He nani no. Then sings my soul, my Savior God. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God. How great thou art. How great thou art. E mele au. E mele au. I ka ho'olae. E nani no. E nani no. Now, would you take out the Lord's Prayer that's in your bulletin? And this is going to be the true test to see if you're really a kama'aina or a malahini still. I told you last week to practice. That's why I brought Sean Kiheva up to the microphone to help. Pule o kahaku. Are you ready? All right, Sean.
Let us start. E kou mā kou mā kui hokalani. E ho haono ia kou inoa.
E hiki mai kou aupuni. E
lana ia
mā make make mā ka honua nei. E like me ia I mā lama ia mā kalani la. E haavi mai ia mā kou I ke ia la. I aina mā kou no nei ia la. E kalamai hoi ya mako, ika mako lave hale ana, me mako e kalane i ka poe i lave hale i ka mako mai ho ku oe ya mako i ka ho vale vale ya mai e ho pa kele no nae ya mako i ka ino no ka mea no ke apuni a me ka mana a me ka ho'onani ia, a mau loa aku, a mene. Mai ka ino! So I want you to turn to someone, give him a high five, and say, awe, mai kai! And say, welcome, welcome to New Hope.
Join Pastor Wayne in New Hope, Oahu for an Easter celebration. There's sure to be an inspiring message and artful presentations of praise to the King. The festivities start on April 18th at 7 p.m. with our Good Friday service, where we'll remember the crucifixion. Then, at our Easter services on Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 and 11 a.m., we'll rejoice in His resurrection. All services will be held at the Hawaii Convention Center. You don't want to miss this. Mark your calendars and tell your friends to mark theirs for Easter with New Hope.
Well, aloha mai kakoa pau, aloha. Well, welcome to this special Palm Sunday edition where we celebrate God in Hawaii. And, you know, it's been Pastor Wayne's prayer for a couple of years to do something in the Hawaiian culture. And thank you, Pastor Wayne, for this weekend because, whoo, it really touched the hearts, and to see, you know, what people from the outside will see, the external part of Hawaii, which is our songs and dances. Today, you get to see the internal part, the people of Hawaii, and not the songs and dances, but the people of Hawaii. So right now, I'm just going to just let you folks know some of the announcements in your bulletins. Of course, coming this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we'll be at the Hawaii Convention Center, located by Ala Moana Shopping Center. We want to tell you that there is free off-site parking, okay, free off-site parking located in the Kaka'ako area by Discovery Zone and behind Acura of Honolulu. There's two fields in Kaka'ako where they usually play flag football. Actually, if you're driving down Ward, you cross Ala Moana, you come up to an intersection on the left, there will be a big parking lot. We call that the piano lot because it's shaped like the piano. I don't know how you guys go figure out it's a piano lot because you would have to be on helicopter to figure that out. But I believe it's the only parking, big, large lot right by that Kaka'ako area. So free off-site parking. Otherwise, I think you may have to pay like $7 at the convention center. And then we'll have a shuttle drivers transport you folks over to the convention center. So let your friends, let your family know. Get the word out, Good Friday, and then Easter Saturday and Sunday this coming weekend. A lot of things going on. Of course, May 2nd is our May Day concert. And so there will be a concert inside here. It's a fundraiser. So tickets can be purchased outside at the table. And then we'll have a pre-concert outside with Hawaiian music, some craft vendors, as well as a fashion show. And speaking about fashion, how you guys like the choir's fashion? Look like the 94 annual Kamehameha School Song Competition, eh? The only thing is, can I get a wider sash? Because baka coming skinny, my sash. Look like one belt. But, you know, it's just, what a great way to just pay homage to our culture. And so again, May Day is happening. And then another thing, our Youth Performing Arts Center is having their musical entitled Les Miserables. And so Pastor Wayne is a big-time lead in that musical. He'll star as Jean Valjean. And so you don't want to miss that because this guy is on fire. But the joy of the Lord is his strength. And so he'll be singing. He'll be taking part in Les Miserables alongside of some alumni of our Youth Performing Arts Center as well as our youth. You can purchase tickets online right now. You can go to enewhope.org, click on the musical, and then be able to purchase tickets online for now. I'm sure they'll be able to have a table out coming soon. And then lastly, in today's service, you'll find some of Hawaii's top entertainers. We'll be joined by Kathy Foy, who is a former Miss Hawaii. Also, Myla Gibson will be joining us, along with Ho'okena, who is a Nahoku Hanohano Award winner. And so I want to encourage you folks, if after the service, you guys can go out and just support Ho'okena's ministry in Hawaiian music as they travel the world sharing our culture. And so they got CDs available. They got information on their Mother's Day show coming up. All at the resource table, they will be there to sign autographs for you. I mean, they're just giving their time to come and join us this weekend. After this, they have a Maramonic rehearsal, and then one of them got to go work right after that. And so go out and see Ho'okena, support them, support Hawaiian music and the culture of Hawaii. We really do appreciate all of you doing that. All right, I want to ask the ushers to prepare for our tithes and offerings at this time. Let us bow our heads in prayer. E puli kākou. E kia kua kā mākua manalo. Father God, we just come before you, Lord. We thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Lord God, we just thank you for this day where we get to pay tribute to those of our past who you have utilized in divinity. And so, Father, we thank you for our ancestors. But most of all, Lord, we thank you, for you are the God who reigns on high. So we exalt you today, Lord. And Father, in the midst of it all, we ask that you be a part of this service. Lord God, we pray blessings over our pastor, over Kathy Foy. We thank you for her time, as well as Ho'okena and Myla, Lord God. Bless their families. Bless their homes, Lord. Bless their ministry as well. And Lord, we give to you our tithes and offerings. May you bless it and multiply it in many ways so that your kingdom can further here on this earth. And so, Lord, we thank you so much. We honor you, we praise you, in the wonderful, matchless name of Jesus Christ. And we all said together, amen. Well, go ahead, ushers. Before Pastor Wayne comes out, let us take a look at this called Faith, Freedom, and Forgiveness.
May na mau na ike
kai
e na ni hoku ni he na ku vai o na me na na ku o kong ma ku ai na ki o ha vai ne aloha ai na ka na ka
Aloha, and welcome to Pu'u Honua Oho Nau Nau. It's a place of refuge where Native Hawaiians could run and escape the consequences of violating the kapu, a system of complex laws and regulations that kept the gods appeased. Violators were immediately punished or even killed. For even should a commoner's shadow fall across a person of high rank, death would be imminent. In those days, Hawaii was a land without peace, for every district was governed by a different warring chief, and bloodshed was common. But soon the stage would be set for a miracle, and the door would be open for a new era
of God in Hawaii.
The year was 1778, when Captain Cook landed at the Kealakekua Bay's shores. The Hawaiians initially thought he was the god Lono, but a year later he would be killed. But his death wouldn't stop the expeditions, for an armada of ships would begin to follow, bringing a European culture of rum, rifles, and disease. By the time King Kamehameha died in 1819, the religious system of kapus were showing signs of weakening, and when Liholiho, King Kamehameha II, became king, he abolished the kapus. Worship of idols were forbidden, and the priesthood was dismantled. But the superstitious fear of the volcano goddess and spirits of the dead still haunted the people. But what Liholiho didn't know was that there was a man whose name was Henry Opukahaia, I was praying for his people, and God was about to answer those prayers. Henry of Pukahaia was halfway around the world because, you see, he left Hawaii to escape the bloodshed and the tribal wars. And when he arrived at New England, he became an ardent and stalwart Christian. His keen mind and deep faith made him a leader with hopes of one day going back to his homeland with the gospel. But Henry Opukahaia would never return because in 1818, typhus fever claimed his life. However, his prayers did not go unheeded because of his inspiration and because his pleas for others to go to his homeland with the gospel. Well, October 23rd, 1819, a crowd gathered on a Boston wharf to bid farewell to seven missionaries aboard the ship called Thaddeus, about to take a five-month trip in order to get to Hawaii. Soon thereafter, many more missionaries would follow. And when the first missionaries came to Kealakekua Bay in Kona in 1820, that district was ruled by a high chief. His name was Na'ihe, and his wife was a daughter of another high chief on the other side of the island that he had married in Hilo. Her name was Kapiolani. Kapiolani became a Christian very early on and embraced the Lord. She was tall with keen black eyes and an engaging countenance. Because of her faith, she added to that courage, and her courage would soon become a part of Hawaii's history. You see, her conversion, as the way she saw it, was not enough to persuade her people to turn from the fear of Pele, the goddess of the volcano. Now, although a lesser god, Pele was perhaps the most visible and most feared of the Hawaiian gods. But Kapiolani knew that if her people were ever to see the truth, she would have to break the goddess's spell of fear by defying Pele. The date was December 1824. The chiefess journeyed from Kona to the home of the legendary goddess, Halemaumau Crater. Fearing the wrath of Pele, her friends and family even begged her to turn back. But with a stalwart faith, she confidently replied, "If I go and defy Pele, and if I am destroyed by Pele, you can continue to worship her. But if I am not, you must turn to the one true God." She journeyed over 100 miles by foot until she crossed the steaming cracks and chasms of lava, only to be greeted by clouds of sulfur that would set a ghostly guard over Halemaumau Crater. Now, when she arrived, there was a high priest of Pele and a high priestess of Pele living there. Now, the high priestess came out and demanded that she leave, challenged her with curses, forbidding her to come any closer, or she would face death. Ignoring the high priestess, she journeyed not only to, but into the forbidden crater, Halemaumau. And to emphasize her trust in God, she also ate ohelo berries on the way down. She disappeared into this large crater to the watchful eye of many of her followers. And after a long and hushed silence, Kapiolani finally emerged to the cheers of her followers as she came up singing, "How great thou Jehovah." Well, you're about to hear that song that she was singing. But before I let you hear that song, let me read out of this little book called A Life in Hawaii by Titus Cohen, copyright in 1882. It was given to me by the Lyman Museum when I left Hilo to come here to start New Hope on Oahu. This was a book that I read in the archives again and again as I was a 31-year-old pastor, and I wanted to see what God had done in the heritage of Hawaii. Now, remember that high priest and high priestess of the volcano? This was in 1824. Now, Fast forward the tape to 1836 or 1837. Now here, Titus Cohen is writing about his converts in the Puna district. You got to hear this. This is absolutely amazing. Among the converts was a high priest of the volcano. He was more than 6 feet high and of very lofty bearing. He had been an idolater, a drunkard, an adulterer, a robber, and murderer. He would kill men on the road whenever they simply hesitated to yield to his demands. But he became penitent and appeared honest and earnest in seeking the Lord. And it goes on. His sister was more haughty and stubborn than he. She was the high priestess of the volcano. She too was tall and majestic in her bearing. For a long time, she refused to bow to the claims of the gospel. But at length, she yielded, confessed herself to be a sinner, and came under the authority of a higher power, and with her brother, both became members of our church. Is that the power of God or what? Hallelujah. Now, I want you to hear Kathy Foy as she sings the beautiful song that Queen Kapiolani, or High Chiefess Kapiolani, was singing when she emerged from Halemaumau Crater that may have planted a seed in the high priestess who later turned to Christ. Let's take a listen.
Oh.
Say thank you to Kathy Foy, our choir, and our director, Kale Chang. After Kamehameha II, after his removal of the heiaus and the temple and the kapu system, the people's hearts were hungry. At the same time, however, the whaling ships continued with traders looking for sandalwood, looking for whales. But they brought with them diseases and habits of immorality, so much so that by 1830, the population would be cut in half of Hawaiians. Because you see, foreign contact and widespread venereal disease and even smallpox resulted in widespread sterility and miscarriages, poverty, and malnutrition. 50 years later, the Kamehameha successorship would end. And yet with every reign, they would draft a Hawaii state constitution which urged the people back to God. But incrementally, the power of the monarchy was reduced in favor of a more elected legislature. So after King Kamehameha V died in 1872, he left no successor. So Lunalilo was the first elected head of state. His term only lasted a year, however, and David Kalākaua was then elected. Kalākaua's goal was to restore the monarchy and the Hawaiian culture, but his reign was filled with struggles and political battles because of the foreign powers that wanted money, whales, sandalwood, and this position of these islands in the Pacific. So it came to the point where in 1887, Kalākaua was forced to sign what we call today a bayonet constitution, where under duress, he signed to limit his own royal powers. He died in 1891, and his sister, Liliuokalani, a great Christian, succeeded him. When the queen took the throne in 1891, Hawaii was locked in a political struggle between the remaining, listen to this, only 35,000 Hawaiians remaining, and the growing influential group of non-Hawaiian reformists convinced that the island's royalty had outlived its influence. Now, Liliuokalani wanted to restore the monarchy, but it fell on deaf ears. In 1893, after a failed rebellion, she had to abdicate her throne. And 2 years later, she was officially confined to an apartment in this palace, Iolani Palace, for treason. Shortly thereafter, she signed a document renouncing her throne and recognizing the legitimacy of the new republic. She remained confined until September of the following year, but during this time, from that one room, the queen wrote many songs, among which is our well-known Aloha Oe. But we want to take special note of this called the Queen's Prayer, written on March 22, 1895. In it, the queen tells of her great love for God, a love so great that she would ask the Lord for forgiveness for those who had imprisoned her. It was these foreigners, she said, that imprisoned me, but it was also through these foreigners came the gospel to our people. And for that, I am thankful. Our great queen, Liliuokalani, chose forgiveness over bitterness. And she wrote a song of forgiveness asking God to protect the people of Hawaii. Because there was only 35,000, she wanted no bloodshed, no more. And so she would protect her people and ask for forgiveness. She would write in this song, you'll hear the lyric line, "Behold, see the sins of man. But instead of malevolence and anger, please forgive and cleanse." As you listen to this song, please let God's great grace empower you also to forgive. Not because people have not done you wrong, But because of God's great power, we're able to forgive. Oh, we will have been hurt by people's sins, but it is our choice as to whether or not we will allow those sins to hold us hostage. And forgiveness is what sets you free. Now, that kind of forgiveness does not come from human courage. It can only come from divine grace. So, before you hear this, would you pray with me? Bow your heads with me, would you? Epule kako.
Let us pray.
Ua hoike kulana oe ma Yesu Christo.
You showed us through Jesus Christ how to forgive.
Mahalo no liliu o kalani me kona pu uvai no oe me ko ma ko aina.
Thank you for Lili Okalani and her heart for you and for our state.
E pule ka ko no na alakai, e ho hano hano ana la ko ya oe like me ya ia.
We pray for our leaders that they will follow her example and honor you.
Maka inoa hiva hiva o Yesu.
Amen. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Your loving mercy is as high as the heavens, and your truth so perfect. I live in sorrow, imprisoned, but you are my light. Your glory is my support. Behold, see the sins of man, and instead of malevolence or anger, please forgive and cleanse. My nana ino ino, na heva o kanaka, a ka e hui kala, a ma e ma ino. So, O Lord, protect us beneath your wings. And let peace be our portion, now and forevermore.
During this time, hundreds of ships would continue to swarm the Hawaiian Islands, looking for whales and sandalwood. But worst of all, it wasn't what they were looking for, it's what they brought with them, the greed and diseases. And because Hawaiians had no immunity from the European diseases, the population cut from 300,000 plus to 35,000. One of the dreaded diseases that afflicted the Hawaiians was leprosy. Those afflicted were ripped from their homes and families. They would be taken to an isolated side of the island of Molokai. Now, though these were afflicted, they would not be forgotten. God would send another missionary, Father Damien, to reach these precious people with the gospel and ultimately with his life. The disease was relentless. Bodies were in ruins, and there was constant coughing. Unbearable sadness that came from the impending death and despair of knowing that they would never return home again. And there seemed to be no way of alleviating the sense of hopelessness at Kalaupapa. With what seems to us today as superhuman determination, Father Damien, led by a seemingly boundless faith and enthusiasm, inch by inch and person by person, moved both himself and his growing congregation forward into building a life of joy and wholeness and renewed hope. Many of them came to Christ during those years as Father Damien himself would succumb to the same disease after 16 years of ministry at Kalaupapa. But together, he and his new family discovered what it was to know God's power of compassion.
Kalaupapa, a place of sadness, hopelessness, and death. God brought hope to this place in the form of a man. Thank God for this man who sacrificed his life for me. Thank God for this man who sacrificed his life for me. Abandoned on this barren land of great Molokai, disease and hopelessness filled my body and soul. No water, no home, no life, no love. I was left here to die. I was left here to die. I was left here to die. A miracle from God arrived. No longer would I live ashamed and worthless. He loved me, held me, showed compassion to me with the heart of Jesus. Blessed be this man sent by God. A miracle from God arrived. No longer would I live ashamed and worthless. He loved me, held me, showed compassion to me with the heart of Jesus. Blessed be this man sent by God. Kalaupapa, a place of sadness, hopelessness, and death.
God brought hope to this place in the form of a man. Thank God for this man who sacrificed his life for me. Thank God for this man who sacrificed his life for me. Long live the story of Kalaupapa.
Although leprosy is basically contained now, there is yet another kind of leprosy that is ravaging our islands. And that's what we see as a spiritual leprosy, a lethargy towards God. This is a disfigurement that you cannot see with your eyes, but yet it will be ravaging our land by disfiguring families and homes and relationships. And once again, the souls of the people of Hawaii can be stolen. Stolen away from the example of our ali'i and those of such courage that have gone before us. The people of Hawaii, we're a peaceful people, but at the same time, we can be a bit too gullible. So that the diseases that are brought into the land, we don't even see. Immorality has been glamorized and alternative lifestyles have been peddled with such craftiness that no one can see anything disfiguring about it. It'll dupe even our own people into thinking that what's done across the seas is fine to happen here. But as one man said, if you don't learn from history, you are bound to repeat it. In the beginning, the people of Hawaii knew of the protecting power of God. Four state constitutions were written by our ali'i, and each one were documents calling people back to God. Let me read to you from our constitution, our Hawaii State Constitution of 1840. And I read, "It is our design to regulate our kingdom according to the above principles and thus seek the greatest prosperity both of all the chiefs and all the people of these Hawaiian islands. But we are aware that we cannot ourselves alone accomplish such an object. God must be our aid, for it is His province alone to give perfect protection and prosperity. Wherefore, we first present our supplication to Him that He will guide us to right measures and sustain us in our work. It is therefore our fixed decree, Article 1, that no law shall be ever enacted which is at variance with the word of the Lord Jehovah or at variance with the general spirit of His word. All laws of the island shall be in consistency with the general spirit of God's law." And I think right here we should say amen. But it has drifted far since then. However, the preamble of our current state constitution still holds a little bit of that. And let me read. "We, the people of Hawaii, here it is, grateful for divine guidance and mindful of our Hawaiian heritage and the uniqueness of us as an island state, dedicate our efforts to fulfill the philosophy decreed by the Hawaii state motto, Ua mau ke ea o ka aina I ka pono. The life of our land will be sustained, continued, and perpetuated in righteousness. However, we can plainly see that we, even our own leaders, do not obey our own constitution or laws. In fact, new laws have been passed and have already been set in place that violate our very preamble and contradict our constitution. You see, this disease is not easily visible to the eye. It's only visible to the heart that has been submitted to God. But I think about all of these things and I think, you know, but God is still on the move. God is still a God who answers prayer. From Henry Opukahaia to High Chiefess Kapiolani, From Liliuokalani to Father Damien, God has always heard our prayers, and he sends his answers and sends his love in so many different ways, through so many different people, and so many different means. Time will not allow us to speak of the many other Christians, such as Queen Kaahumanu or Keopuolani, Bernice Pawahi Bishop, all fabulous Christians, or missionaries such as Hiram Bingham of Kauai Hau Church, or the Reverend Baldwin, who was a medical missionary in Maui. When he heard that smallpox had come from Europe and was ravaging Oahu, killing off so many children, he began to inoculate as many Hawaii kids as he could on Maui. And when smallpox did reach Maui, he basically single-handedly saved that population of young men and women. Titus Cohen, so many more missionaries that God used. But you say, well, where are they today? Well, God is not done, because he's raising up churches just like this one and others, through which he will continue his work to reach the beloved people of Hawaii'i. So, whatever you're going through and whatever you're struggling with, God hears prayers and is nearer than you think, and he knows more than you ever realize. That's why we take time like this to encourage one another. And that's why we gather here and next week. Don't forget Friday at 7 o'clock. We're going to gather for our Good Friday service so that God would cleanse our hearts and get us ready for a new beginning. And then Saturday at 6 at night, or Sunday 8 or 11, all at the State Convention Center next week, we will start off with a new beginning, a new life. And remember, if you park off-site, which is at the end of Ward Avenue, go down across Ala Moana Boulevard, right there by the ocean, there's a lot there. You can get a shuttle for free, or if you want to pay $7, you can go straight to the convention, or $50, you can come to my house and park there. But in either case, let's begin a new season. Let's be ohana for this next season. People have heard the encouragement of our kupuna, heard the inspiration of our ali'i, and they've responded to the great call of God, and we shall as well. So make this a new beginning for you. And by the way, God may be speaking to some of you ladies that he wants to give you the same courage, that anointing for courage that he gave to High Chiefess Kapiolani. To others, God may be saying, I want to give you the power to forgive as I gave to Queen Liliuokalani. To some of you men, he might say, I want to give you the heart for Hawaii as I gave to Henry Opukahaia. I want to give to you. He's still passing out gifts. He's waiting for us to raise our hand and say, would you find me? He's still looking for the young Kapiolanis, the young Liliuokalanis. Maybe it's time for us to say, it is indeed a new beginning. So know that God is still answering prayer. You're about to hear Hokena and Myla share about God who answers prayers. But before they do, let's take a moment to pray. Would you bow your heads? Epule kako.
Let us pray.
Kia kua.
Dear Father.
Eko ma ko maue ua lohe oe.
You have always heard our cries.
O oe e ma lama ma ko.
You have always protected us.
Ua ho'olako mai oe.
You have always provided for us.
Ke ho'omai kai nei mā ko ia oe, me nā pu'uvai piha.
And today, with all our hearts, we thank you.
Ke ho'onani nei mā ko, I ke akua ho'olohe pono.
And we praise you for being the God who answers prayers.
Mā ka inoa o Yesu.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Just where we go.
Would you say thank you to Ho'okena, to Myla, to our choir, our dancers, our music, our director, Kale Chang, Kathy Foy, and the so many others that made this all possible. And thank you for being a part of New Hope and what God is wanting to do in the midst of our hearts to restore God to Hawaii. Our heritage is rich here in Hawaii. And we live in a society that wants to eradicate that heritage. And we say, no, this is who we are. This is what God did in our midst all the way back to the 1700s. Are you kidding? And if we don't retain that, who will? It won't happen. And so we gather together this week and next week to restore to us, by God's grace, our identity. And to say, this is who we're going to be. For God has had us born and alive for such a time as this. So be the light to Hawaii. I'm going to pray a blessing over you, and then we're going to sing the doxology in closing. Would you bow your heads? May God bless you and keep you. Make his face to shine upon you. May he turn his heart towards you and be gracious unto you. And may he give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Ho'onani kamakuama keke.
God bless you. Give someone a hug on your way out. We'll see you this next week.